Hello, and welcome to this news update from the Adoption and Fostering podcast. You may or may not be aware, but on Sunday this week, Scott was rushed by air ambulance to Cork Hospital, critically ill, having had two brain aneurysms. He was stabilised, but the next morning he had a further two aneurysms, and desperately ill, underwent 8 hours of surgery to repair the damage, and he remains gravely ill. He is at the beginning of a long road to recovery and is putting on a brave face, and there are some difficult and uncertain days ahead. He will be in high dependency unit for another 10 days and then he's going to be released into a general ward where there have been at least 6 months of recovery ahead of him. I've spoken to Scott's husband Tris several times and we thought it'd be good to share an update and to thank people for the many heartfelt messages that he's received, as has the podcast and myself. Tris does ask that people message him or the podcast to ask any questions or pass on regards, so Scott isn't overwhelmed with messages and, you know, tweets and all that kind of stuff, as he's still really weak. And despite his flurry of tweets, he is putting on a really brave face. And as for the podcast, well, it's small beer in the scheme of things. But Scott and I have been recording conversation podcasts over the winter, and we have a fair few lined up, so we'll just keep releasing them for now and we'll see how we go. After Scott and I recorded last week's podcast, we kept talking. He was wicked and witty and catty and just great fun. It reminded me of why we do the podcast. Firstly, we're bothered. We're bothered about adoption. We're bothered about fostering. We're bothered about children and families and just making it better for everyone. But mostly, we kind of just enjoy talking to each other. And when I thought he might not make it on Monday morning, I can be honest, I was lost. The outpouring of kindness and well wishes has been overwhelmingly moving, and Tris and all of Scott's family and friends would like to thank you all. I'm confident that as soon as Scott can get his hands on a microphone, he'll have something to say. And until that day, we're just wishing him best of health.